Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
So the first question today comes from Nell, and she said, I'd love some help with getting my wardrobe more organized and stop buying clothes that don't suit me. I tend to admire certain styles on others, but they don't feel like me. What's the solution? So, Nell, two things. Getting your wardrobe organized. The first thing is to actually have a big cull, do a wardrobe audit, and to figure out what you've got that actually fits you and works and what doesn't. There's no point in holding onto a whole load of clothes that don't work for you. And this means trying things on. If they don't fit properly, then you probably don't want them, or can they be altered to fit? So we want to look at things like that. Do they feel like you? And this is, I think, one of the big questions you're really asking here. So as far as an organized wardrobe goes, we want to organize it by style of garment and color and things like that to make it really easy to put outfits together. But then the clothes that have to feel like you. So that's what you really mentioned, is you admire styles on other people, but you put them on, doesn't feel right. This is so key to understanding your style and finding what works for you, because this comes down to your personality, and you are not the same as the people that you might like the outfit on, which is why when you put those clothes on, they don't really feel like you. So this is something I go into in depth in my 7 Steps to Style, is trying to understand your personality, who you are, how you want to express that through your clothes. Because when you have that knowledge, it becomes so much easier to know if you're in a store and you're thinking about buying something, whether it's you or not, because you want to know it's you. You want to feel like you, and it wants to be the best version of you. And so, you can do a little bit of an exercise where you look in your wardrobe. What are the things that you do enjoy wearing, and try and figure out what it is about those clothes that make you enjoy them. So is it about the fabric, the cut, the color, the pattern, the design details, the fit, the construction? There's so many different aspects there. But if you can kind of get a handle on what it is about you, why you like something that you like, and then have a look at something that you don't like in your wardrobe that you're never wearing, and what is it that's different? So it's, rather than spot the differences, it is a way of spot the differences in a way. But, what you'll probably find is that there are big differences between the clothes that you love and the clothes that you don't love. Sometimes it can come down to fit, but sometimes it might be this one is very bold versus what I like is much more, understated. So knowing that's going to help you. So there's all of those things is what you want to be looking at. But if you really want some assistance with that, this is where my 7 Steps of Style is really helpful, because we have a process to go through that's going to help you actually identify what it is that you love and what is that you, so that when you're in a store, you can go, that's me and that's not me. Because if you know what is me, then those decisions become much easier. It becomes simple to know, should I even think about this thing? Should I even take it into the change room or not? Because body and all those things come into it, but actually there's so much a part of this question actually comes down to personality and who you are today. And even though some things may have worked in the past, they may not be you anymore. And that's also important to remember, that just because something you've loved in the past may not be what you want to be wearing now. So they're just some things to think about and a little exercise to do. Because just because it looks great on somebody else doesn't mean it's going to work for you. And this is why I really don't just tell people that everybody should own some particular garment, because it may not be you, and most of the time it's not. The next question comes from Shannon, who says, how can I get ready in under 15 minutes a day and feel comfortable in my plus size body? So these are two things. So number one, the key is understanding, having an education in color and style, because when you have that, then over time you'll build a wardrobe of clothes that actually look good on you and feel good on you. And that actually work together. Because one of the big issues with wardrobes is that, A, things may be a bit random, and so it's very hard to get dressed because things don't work together. B, it can be because the clothes don't fit you terribly well or aren't the best shape for your body. So you don't feel confident in them. You don't feel flattered by them. They're not in harmony with you. So this is where getting that kind of understanding what works for your plus size body. Now, plus size doesn't mean any particular shape. You might have a waisted plus size body or you may have an unwaisted plus size body. So you want to kind of identify your body shape and then look is what is your best silhouette. Because when you know that silhouette, it becomes so much easier to, when you're shopping, to only buy clothes that are in that silhouette because you'll know that they're going to look good, and to avoid all the things that don't work. And then also too, having a color palette makes it so much easier to coordinate your clothes because the colors naturally go together, that you'll find that you can mix and match things more easily, and that speeds up getting dressed. So when we're thinking about how do I get dressed fast in the morning, we want to have clothes that work together in our wardrobe. Speeds things up. We want to have clothes that make us feel good and that are in our best silhouette because then we know they're going to give us the confidence we desire. And, you know, like, you know, we want to have them with our personality as well, but those things all put together then make that a speedier experience. And the last thing is to figure out, and this comes down to your body and what works for you, is kind of figuring out your own outfit formulas. So having a set of formulas can make it really simple. So I know if I'm wearing a wider leg pant, I need a, you know, either a tucked in or a slim fitting top. Versus if I'm wearing a skinny pant, I can have a more voluminous top. So they are kind of part of my outfit formulas. Or I know that, you know, like this top doesn't need a necklace because it has decoration built in. And I've also got built-in decoration on my shoulders. So I don't need to add a lot of extra accessories versus if everything is very plain, then I need to add in that decoration. So by using accessories. So there are things we can think about. And the more you know, the faster and easier it becomes because you start building a wardrobe where the clothes all work. Plus they work together, which makes it so much easier. And when it's easier, it's faster to get dressed in the morning. Last question today comes from Pri, who says, how can I find clothes that are both fun and comfortable? So, Pri, the thing to think about is what is fun to you? So does that mean color? Does that mean pattern? Does that mean design details? Like, so what makes a garment fun? So one of the things I would recommend you do is go on Pinterest and start searching up clothes and, you know, maybe put in, you know, colorful outfits, fun outfits, like put all sorts of different search terms in and see what comes up and then save a whole lot of clothes that on outfits that you think to me that is fun. That feels like fun. I like that version of fun because there's a million versions of fun and your fun might be not be somebody else's fun. So I would do get a Pinterest board, start collecting what I see as fun. Now, comfortable is actually pretty easy because these days so many clothes have stretch in them that, you know, that you will get ease and comfort in the clothes. So knowing that if you go, if I like clothes that stretch, that allow me to move very easily, then that is something that makes clothes comfortable. But part of it is identifying is what does comfortable mean to you? Just like we've had to identify fun. So look at your wardrobe and all the things that you think of as your most comfortable clothes and notice what they have in common. Do they all have stretch in them? Do they have ease of movement? So for me, like with a denim jacket, I love, like this one's got lots of lovely stretch in it. So it's very comfortable for me. But also, so it may be movement, it may be, you know, rather than having anything tight, everything's a bit loose, or it can be mental comfort. Does it feel like it's expressing who I am? And it can be emotional comfort as well as does it feel good on me? Does it feel nice on my skin? Is it sensory comfort? As in, is it itchy or scratchy or does it feel good? Because you need to identify what you mean by comfort to then be able to know, well, what are the fabrics? Because really that comes down to fabrics. An awful lot of comfort comes down to, say, fabrics and fit. So knowing what you find is comfortable, fabrics and fit, and then what is your version of fun? And then you can put those two together. Because I can tell you these days, so many clothes and outfits come in stretchy fabrics. There's a way more comfort than it was, you know, even, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, just because fabric technology has improved. So it's then looking for clothes that have that level of comfort that you desire, but also have the fun element that's going to make your heart sing. So thank you, everybody, for your questions, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.